The Story of Bear and Beaver. Neganiu elhiet, nekapitsi neganiu elhiet. Amskewas matgahag, mesegegwi. Weskitabiek yakwe, weyusisek. Naka, weyusisek, weskitabiek. It was in old times, when it was long ago. In the beginning, when everything started. Men were like animals, and animals were men. At the beginning of the world, when all animals and men speak the same language, Bear and Beaver are good friends. They spend very much time together among the trees of the great forests. At night, they make a fire and sit together. When they sit together, Bear often talks to Beaver about good things to eat. Bear especially likes sweets, and most of all, he loves the honey that bees make. They keep this in their hives that they build in the trees. Bear spends much time raiding the bees' hives. He tears them apart and steals their honey. So much honey does Bear steal from the bees that they are left hungry, and they go about crying. All the great bee chiefs gather together and decide that something must be done quickly. They have a great wigwam and hold council to see what must be done. They must move their hives to the tops of the trees where Bear can't reach them. They make their hives very light, so the small branches at the tops of the trees can hold them. Now, when Bear tries to climb to the tops of the trees, the small branches there cannot hold his weight. These branches bend or break, and Bear falls to the ground. Many times his bones are broken, and he is bruised. But Bear has no honey to eat. He sits and cries, while Beaver helps heal his wounds, of which there are very many. The bees are happy again. They sing in the tops of the trees. One day, Bear notices something about Beaver, that Beaver has great teeth. Beaver's teeth are long and sharp. Bear thinks about this, and that Beaver could cut down trees with those great sharp teeth he has. Bear has many thoughts about this, none of them good. He thinks of the honey at the tops of the trees, and of Beaver's great teeth many times until he has a plan. At last, Bear says to Beaver, "Beaver, you have great sharp teeth. You could probably cut down a tree with those long teeth of yours. Then the bee's honey would be an easy reach for me." Beaver doesn't like this thinking. He knows that the trees belong to the Creator, and the bees are deserving of their honey. The Creator would be angry indeed to lose even one of his trees. It probably would not be good to make him angry. Bear persists with Beaver. He pleads and nags for many days. "Please, good friend, just one tree. That's all I ask of you, my best friend. Just one more taste of honey." Finally, Beaver relents and says, "All right, but just one tree and no more. And we better not let the Creator catch us doing this." Bear picks out the tree with the largest hive. Beaver chews away the trunk while Bear stands some distance away, where the top of the tree will land with its burden of honey. The tree tilts and falls slowly at first. Bear quivers with excitement as he catches the hive on its way to the ground. He tears open the hive and eats the honey. Then, licking his paws, Bear turns to Beaver and says, "This was wonderful, but I'm not quite full. Let's cut down one more tree and I will be satisfied." And so it is. Trees all over the forest begin falling this way and that way all day long. So many trees fall that the forest begins to thin out. It becomes noticeably thin, especially from above, where the Creator can see. Now the Creator sees that his beautiful forest is thinned, and he calls out in a voice like thunder, "Who cuts my trees?" When the Creator looks closer, there is Beaver, frozen in terror at the base of a tree half chewed. Bear goes unnoticed where he stands some distance away, waiting for the top of the tree to land. Creator demands an explanation from Beaver, who stares in surprise and says nothing. Wishing to protect his friend, Beaver decides that silence is better than a lie. And so the Creator punishes Beaver. And so it is that beavers are all ugly today and must do hard work. For all of creation time, however long that may be, beavers cut trees and drag them this way and that way all day long. They do great work piling up this wood. And now, whenever bear and beaver meet at the water's edge, they only look longingly at each other and never speak. They are afraid the Creator will discover bear's part in those deeds so long ago. Let us be mindful of the lesson in this story. When the truth is known, it should be spoken. Medekut Yut Achmawagin. End of this story.